You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, May 31st, 2018, week 248. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sineska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. Are you ready for America's Sweetheart, Mike?
I am ready.
This person has a dog named Roxy.
All right. Doesn't help.
This person was working 3 to 6 different jobs to get by before being cast on their big break, including bartending, restaurant, waitress, call center, etc.
Is it Amelia Clark?
It is Amelia Clark. Oh. Impressive.
Oh.
How did you?
I heard, I was thinking solo first. That's what I was thinking.
I'm very.
And then you said waitress. And yeah. Then I heard she worked at a call center.
Yeah.
I think I saw an interview.
She said she's often not recognized in public without her extremely long platinum blonde wig she wears on Game of Thrones. And she replaced Tamsin Merchant as Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones after the original pilot episode was filmed.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that original pilot because there's because so bad.
George R. R. Martin was on that pilot.
Yeah.
And she is the second actress from Game of Thrones to portray Sarah Connor in Terminator Genisys. Her co-star Lena Headey played Sarah Connor
TV show.
On the short-lived series The Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles. She has a tattoo of a bumblebee on her left pinky finger. She auditioned for Sharon Carter / Agent 13 in Winter Soldier.
Oh, really? I'm not a big fan of her American accent.
Oh.
Just
she was considered for the role of Enchantress in Suicide Squad.
Oh.
And her eyes have central heterochromia, like Natalie Dormer.
Oh, really?
Where they're...
That's a Game of Thrones thing?
Where they have different colors.
Yeah. Is that how they hire Game of Thrones actresses? Yeah. They're like, you gotta have weird, funky eyes.
Well, they say that's very, like, attractive. Like, that one feature is extremely... If people find that more attractive, and, like, if someone has that, they're widely accepted as more attractive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because it's... They're grayish blue colored on the outer rim and hazel colored on the inner rim. Born in London. Yeah, she said she's never going to appear in a Terminator movie again.
Never say never. She's like signed on to multiple ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Now they're making the new ones.
Oh, wow. Her maternal grandmother, who was born in Lucknow, United Provinces in colonial India, was of Indo-English ethnicity. Amelia Clark claims to have 1/8 Indian ancestry through her. Huh. Shout out to her. That's her attractive 1/8. Her best 1/8 is all Indian and everything else is English. Wow, I'm going to tell that to my coworkers tomorrow. So Amelia Clark. One second. Let me pull up. I totally forgot to pull up her information. Do you know how old she is?
I think I may have heard this one in an interview. Think it's 31? Am I right about that or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, I think I did hear that.
Born Amelia Isabella Euphemia Rose Clark.
It's a long name.
Yeah, how tall is she?
Oh, she's very short. Very short. 5'2"?
She is 5'2". Nailed it. One last one, Mike.
This one. It's as of right now at the second, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Terminator. It's got to be Terminator, right?
Oh, crap. They don't have... She doesn't have one.
I think it's got to be Terminator. Because I don't think she's done a ton of movies. I think it will be Solo eventually.
It's going to be Solo, like, tomorrow.
But not right now. I'm thinking about this. I think it's Terminator. It's Terminator right at this moment, domestically.
Yeah, because Solo... Terminator Genesis domestic total gross is 89.76.
So as of recording, as of release, I'm wrong.
Domestic total as of May 28th. Estimate is Solo.
What is it?
103 million.
Oh, so I'm wrong. It is Solo.
Man.
Ah, I would have been right a couple days ago.
Yeah. I don't know what else she's been in.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she's... I think it's Game of Thrones was her first thing and then her first big thing. And I think just Terminator and then this. And then a bunch of smaller movies.
Yeah, like Me Before You.
Yeah. Like she said, she was going to be trying to be in Suicide Squad.
Do you think she would have been better in Suicide Squad?
I mean, it wouldn't have helped the movie. I didn't really like Cara Delevingne, so I think so. But I didn't really like that role. I didn't like that movie, so I didn't really like that part.
Yeah.
So that was just a weird move.
I would have liked to see her as Enchantress.
Yeah.
Emilia Clarke, America's Sweetheart. This week in movies is now Action Point with Johnny Knoxville and Adrift with Shailene Woodley. Action Point.
Theme park, very dangerous.
Theme park.
That really existed.
Yeah, and they did. Wait, what?
It's based off like a...
True story? Like a real theme park, I mean?
Yeah, it's a real theme park, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it's based off like a real theme park that back in the day, they used to just like make their own rides and like kids used to do. It was crazy.
Yeah. Which was notorious for poorly designed, unsafe rides in addition to employing underage, undertrained, and often under the influence staff. It's open.
It's still open?
Well, I mean, it's not opened and closed 3 times.
You can never make a park like that nowadays and have it with the same type of regulation.
No.
It's sued all over the place.
Fatalities. 6 people are known to have died directly or indirectly from rides at Action Point Park.
But this one, I assume, set in the modern day.
No, because
or is it based on that?
The movie starts.
Is it set in that time period?
Yeah, because it starts and he's a grandpa and the kid.
Oh.
Then it's a flashback to Johnny Knoxville being himself.
Got it. He doesn't die at the end.
No.
Spoiler.
Surprisingly, he
nearly did. I was assuming he might have died during that.
So, yeah, it looks fun. I don't know. I'm a big fan of these Johnny Knoxville movies.
Yeah, I like them too.
Johnny Pemberton. And then Adrift, which I would never watch with.
They're on a boat.
They're on a boat and love prevails. Ooh.
Does it though? Or do they die on the boat?
They don't die. Based on a true story. Spoiler right now, I don't know.
All right.
I think she survived. I thought they survived.
I'm sure they do. Why else would you make the movie?
Because I'm pretty sure it's like a recent.
I'm pretty sure that's a terrible movie if they die. Because then you're like, oh, let's do a movie about those people that got on that boat and died. But they were able to survive for a while, then they died. Or at least one of them has to live. I assume they both live, though.
Why won't they tell me the real people? It has the real people, but... Tammy Oldham. Yeah, she's married to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old... When did this happen in real life?
83? Is that really when it happened?
How do you see that? Where do you see that?
Oh, just reading in 83 something.
Yeah.
Is that old in story? I thought I could have sworn it was recent too.
I think it takes place. No, because there's like another one where the girl survived recently.
Yeah. I think what it just happens all the time.
Yeah, never go on boats.
You don't do it. But this one's modern day, I assume.
I think the story in the movie is modern day, but in real life it was in the 80s.
Okay.
Because they should have done it in the 80s. That would be more riveting. You're like, oh, no cell phone.
Period piece, man.
Yeah. Trailer talk. Let's talk about Mowgli. Mowgli. Dark and gritty, man.
Mowgli, very dark and gritty.
So it's like a sequel, kind of? Because it's not like the Jungle Book Mowgli. It's like older Mowgli. Like he gets captured.
He's been around and then he gets the humans and then he has to like escape or something. I don't know exactly.
It's like I'm not a man, but I'm not an animal.
Yeah. You could like think it's like a sequel to the Disney one they just did. It just got really dark. There's going to be a lot of audience confusion for this movie for sure.
It has like just as stacked of a cast.
Yeah.
But Baloo doesn't look anything like Baloo did.
No. No, but you got the wolves in there. You got Bagheera, Panther, the Tiger. Shere Khan. You literally got all the same characters.
You got the snake more.
Yeah. I'm interested in what happens in this movie. Yeah. But yeah, definitely darker and grittier. I think the actor's better. Just from the seconds of...
The Indian kid?
Yeah, in Mowgli.
Yeah.
Seems like a better actor.
Yeah, probably.
Just in the 2 seconds. But.
Darkest Minds.
Yes.
I saw this trailer. I saw it a while back. I keep forgetting. It's a forgetful movie.
Yeah, because
I always think it's in another universe.
Is it like one of YA books or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it seemed like one of those. It's just all the kids have these powers. And like all a bunch
they're like
of
rounded
other,
up and people other, aren't allowed to have kids anymore. Or something.
Yeah, because all the other kids, they disappear. So these kids are trying to like find a place for kids or something. And then there's powers and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, weird. I think it's the chick from the one of the girls from The Hunger Games. Like the main girl is like in The Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, not the main girl from The Hunger Games, but the main girl in this
was in
The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I think so. On Netflix today, Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story, and my next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman, Howard Stern. Someone who's managed to keep their name out of this whole like Me Too controversy.
True.
It's very impressive for being such a slimeball.
Well, maybe all of his slimeballness is like out in front.
Yeah, you think he puts it out on Front Street.
And then you're like, oh, that's his whole thing.
Yeah. Shock jock. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.